first, we need to hear from Tony's competition today, our challenger in week number 33 of Last Character Standing. Please welcome Hominy Jones, cowboy in India.
Hello, children. My name is Hominy Jones, the last real cowboy. And did I ever tell you kids about the time I beat back 500 Indians by myself?
Yes.
No? Well, let's see. Where do I begin? Well, just like all other cowboys, Hominy Jones is schooled in roping and riding and eating pork and beans on a tin plate and pretending he likes all Clint Eastwood movies, including Unforgiven. But what Hominy Jones has all over all them other rustlers is I still fight Indians. Why, it's a family tradition. My grandpappy was so steeped in the tradition that he up and moved us out of Milwaukee when I was knee-high to a grasshopper. Yeah, I was 6 months premature. But I cowboyed up, and I pulled her on through. And once my thumbs finally grew in, well, grandpappy took us to the one place in the world we were sure to find Indians, New Delhi. That's right, the capital, the very capital city of India, which we was bound and determined to change to Cowboya when we was done with her. Soon we'd have a cowboy manning every convenience store west of Calcutta, just like them Indians had done here in the States. Well, we went a-riding into town, a-whopping and a-whooping, six shooters a-blazing. And once Grandpappy's sentence was reduced to a probationary status for disturbing the peace, we went a-riding into town, a-whopping and a-whooping again. This time just making gun sounds with our mouths, though, because carrying a firearm would have violated Grandpappy's parole. Well, it didn't take old Hominy Jones long to realize these Indians weren't nearly as savage or as tough as Pappy'd once told me in them stories round that yon campfire. Hell, it weren't 6 days into my Calcutta education before an Indian feller named Punjab tried to befriend me by trading me a bowl of fish heads for my peanut butter sandwich at lunchtime. I tried to trade myself by throwing in a pudding pack in exchange for his land, but he weren't having it. Well, if it don't beat all, before long me and Punjab was playing together in the grass box. See, they have sand everywhere. No reason to put it in a box like it were special or anything. We played hide-and-go-seek in the oil fields. And pinned the tail on the overthrown Buddhist. We was like peas and curry, me and Punjab. I told Pappy I felt like a living, breathing Johnny Quest. But he weren't having it. That's when Pappy reminded me of our family mission, of how I can't trust these people whose lands we were invading and attempting to steal. Well, next day, all them lessons Pappy was trying to teach me over those years came to a head. Punjab invited me and Mammy and Pappy to one of them their church socials. They had a slogan. It was, "The Amarnath, just Hindu it." Well, we knew what they were selling, but we wasn't buying. But it was a potluck, and Pappy thought, hey, free Bengali eggplant. How bad can it be? Well, we tried one of everything on that potluck table, from chickpea hummus to monkey and chutney. But do you think one of them damn Indians would try the covered dishes my own Mammy made? Well, let's just say that's the last time Mammy will ever make her famous beef stroganoff and spare ribs and take them to a Hindu church gathering. They didn't appreciate it. May made me so angry I done skipped to the front of the line for cow rides. I guess them engines were furious because I was such a good rider. But Hominy Jones was like, damn, it's just an old milk cow. Hell, I spurred her till my legs gave out, and she hardly bucked me once. It weren't nothing. But Punjab wasn't hearing it. He said something about humiliating him and desecration of a sacred animal, and curry is no place for your grandpappy's wiener. I don't know. I could hardly understand him for all his engine talk. So I says, Punjab, you've called out me manhood. You might as well have insulted my entire heritage. And this is one scalp you won't be taking. Now unravel that headdress of yours and let's fight it out. Cowboy versus Indian-like. Well, Punjab's pappy stopped his son, probably on account he knew I was going to stomp a mud hole in his ass. And that's when the Joneses rode out of town. Our work was done. Which leads me to my final story. The time I met their engine leader went by the name of Sittin' Gandhi, but he was mostly laying down like the dog he was when I met up with him. I offered him the last of my jerky. And do you think he took it? Hell no. I says, what? A cowboy's jerky not good enough for you, engine? That's when his medicine man commenced to tell me Gandhi was fasting. I says to him, how many Jones don't care how quick he run? When a man offers you meat, you take it. It was then and there I challenged Gandhi to a fight, bare-knuckle-like, and again he refused me. Gandhi is a man of peace, he says. Hominy Joe says, that's P-U-S ampersand Y talk. When a man offers his fist to you, you take him. So I challenged his whole damn tribe to a fight, bare-knuckle-like, just as my papa used to scrap it up. But you think one of them yellow bellies would fight me? So cowardly they was, it was as if they were trying to prove something. Well, that was the day 500 engines back down from Hominy Jones, all right. Last real cowboy. Well, I need to hang up my spurs now, little doggies. You come back now, you hear? Hominy Jones will tell you more stories about life in the wild, wild east.